We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you are on a mission to get in shape, you need support. You need people around you that are going to not only encourage you, but hold you accountable. And that's what the Jeff and Jen Show is for Jeff Dollar.
I decided well over a year ago that I was going to lose weight by, what was it, my wedding anniversary over a year ago, and didn't do it. Jen said, you got to restart, and we are going to check in with you to make sure it's happening. Need you to weigh yourself every week to make sure you're moving in the right direction. Need you to tell us what healthy changes you're making so that we can check up on you with those. And then I have upgraded it and said, look, the healthy changes are fine, but I need to do a little better. Need to start running. That was last week's.
Because people may not know this, but Jeff did a triathlon years ago. He had gone through a big transition in his life and just signed up for this. It was through CNN, right?
It was a triathlon in Malibu, California. The full-on swim, bike, run. Did the whole thing, completed it.
You trained with a trainer. You learned how to swim in the open water. I mean, you were running every single day. You really transformed yourself at that time. And then sometimes old habits can creep back into life. Everybody's had that happen to them.
Right. Or old new habits just disappear. And that's what it was. Like, I did it. I did it for like a year, and then life just got in the way. And I think what really had me feeling bad was that after I got married in 2016, I let myself go, if you will.
Because up to the wedding day, you were like, I'm going to be sharp on this wedding day.
Yes.
You were like totally in shape. You're like, I'm going to be looking good in these photos.
Yep.
Because you were spending a lot on a photographer.
Yes.
And you were like, if we are writing this big photography check, I'm going to look good in these pictures. And you did.
You're exactly right. And then the wedding came and went, and I just stopped working out. And that's my big thing. Like, if I commit, like, I know the way my brain works. So if I commit to doing the workout portion of it, the food corrects itself. Because when I go into the cabinet and I have two choices to make, and I can either have, you know, some hummus with pretzels, or I can sit down with a big old thing of nacho chips and melt some cheese on them or whatever. If I went for a run the day before, I'm going to make the smarter decision, have like carrot sticks with hummus, right? Because I'm not going to erase that.
Everybody's brain works differently.
But if
whatever works for you, like whatever makes you do it, do that.
So I committed and I said, look, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to start running and I'm going to keep track cumulatively every 7 days of how far I've run. And I want you to hold me accountable to run more every week over the last. Here is the good news. It's not going to be hard to beat last week's number. Here's the bad news. I have not gone running in a while.
Jeff!
No. I went running.
Okay.
I just didn't.
You just didn't go far.
I was like, I'm going to go running three times. I'm going to go running a mile each time.
Half a mile? Quarter of a mile.
More than that.
Couple blocks?
There you go. A couple blocks would be a good way to measure.
That's a starting place,
right,
though.
You just
got to start. Mm.
It's just so disheartening for somebody who used to be able to run 5 miles.
Don't let that be an excuse.
Hasn't run a mile straight in 6 years.
Good. You want to be running partners? We sound perfectly compatible.
I'll make you feel awesome. I was like, couple blocks? You did it, man. Good for you.
That's a start.
I know. And I remember when I first started like a million years ago and had never run in my entire life. And I was running next to the person who was training me for the triathlon. And she was trying to talk to me, which is just silly. Right. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop.
You're like, I can hardly figure out my breathing.
Right. Stop talking. And then by the end of the summer, like I was running a 5K, no problem. I've been giving myself a lot of pep talks.
And did you pick this week the hottest week of the year to start running?
I did not know that was going to happen.
Like, good timing there, buddy.
What messed me up was I got up Saturday morning to go running. I'm like, oh, it's freezing. This is terrible. Maybe I'll run this afternoon. And then by the afternoon, it was like 90. And I'm like, what is happening here, people? But
don't wait. Everything to be right in your life. You just got to go.
Right.
I just got to do it.
One foot in front of the other. Keep moving forward, as they say.
Okay. So did you run? Answer is yes. How much?
It was so immeasurable. Cumulatively over three runs, probably not even a mile and a half. So I can get to
But that's okay. Don't be embarrassed by that.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's not what I was expecting. I was expecting to come in and go, all right, number one, week number one, 5 miles.
And our other ones were supposed to ask you, did you drink any soda?
No, soda's gone.
Nice.
Yep, that one I've just eliminated.
That was a struggle at first, but now it's not a struggle anymore.
Well, okay. Sunday morning, I had half of a Coke on account of a little bit hungover. And sometimes you just need to get that big fat straw of Coke going right near your gullet. So I had a little Coke on Sunday morning.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like soda's gone.
But other than that, soda's gone.
Other than the soda.
I didn't expect to have that much to drink Saturday night. It was one of those nights. Just got away from me. I went running on Sunday. Does that help?
Nobody can see me, but I am SMH right now. SMH.
She's so got her disappointment mom face on.
So many hot dogs? What does that mean?
Really? I'm not doing this. You're on Instagram too much for me to believe that.
And yes, I weigh myself every Tuesday. Thank God I didn't do it today because of the sodium intake from yesterday. I'm bloated up. But yes, I'm weighing myself, and it's slow, but it's moving in the right direction.
Okay, so it's moving down.
Yep. And then what's the third one? The running one, and I forget what the third one is. But I'm doing good.
I'm stuck on the soda one. If you hear him out loud and you are shaking your head...
It wasn't even a full Coke. It was just like...
It still counts.
It was one of those things where I'm like...
Are you serious about this or not? Are you serious about coming up with better excuses?
I was like, I could... If I eat this bagel without putting something else in my stomach first, we could have a situation. So I had to... It was for the good of everybody around
me. All right. Okay. All right. We'll check in again next week.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.